This week on RSB&B Update, Grim Tales, the cloning debate, and some peer troubles. Hello, everybody. Welcome to RSB&B Update, episode 103. 103. Brad, you there?
Shane. Yeah. Shane is coming from Sweden this week.
That's my German accent.
That wasn't a very good German accent.
Okay.
It sounded more Scandinavian to me.
Okay, well, you do the German one then.
I can't do accents. That sounds stupid.
Do it.
Guten Tag. No, that sounds like me saying German words in a Swedish accent. Okay, we could be here for some time.
Yes. Just don't say any words that can get you arrested on the street. Okay, RuneScape updates, the Grim Tales quest. Did you do this quest?
No. I read a lot of information about it, and it
okay.
looked quite good.
So tell me what you know.
Well, I know that for once, Jagex has given, you know, a quest with fairly decent rewards. It's obviously the Grimm, the Brothers Grimm, the two used to write, what are they called?
Stories?
Yes, fairy stories. It starts near Varrak, isn't it?
Varrak. Yeah, it's Taverly, and it goes between Taverly and the Mind Altar area.
And in the end, you have to kill a level 138, which I've spoken to Trekkie about, and apparently it's easy as long as you have Protect from Elise.
Yeah, that's right. It's pretty easy. Except sometimes when it stomps the ground, you can turn your prayer off.
But can you just turn it back on again?
Yes.
I suppose you just have to be observant.
Yeah, that's right. I don't know. It was an okay quest. Requirements, Witch's House, level 45 farming needs to be higher, level 52 herblore needs to be higher, 58 thieving, 59 agility, and 71 woodcutting.
But everybody has a high level woodcutting.
I know. That's why we need to increase the farming to like 60 or something, you know?
I bet hardly anybody has 60 farming.
Let's take a look here. What's your farming level?
60.
Let's see, Brad Woodwood. Yeah, that's lots of people. Your farming rank is 35,686.
Oh. I guess then. That's quite a lot of people.
Yeah, that's enough. Oh, my farming rank's 10-12. It's been going down.
Don't you want to break into the top 1,000?
Yeah, I did. I was there for a day, but then I kind of ran out of seeds. So if you want to sell any magic seeds, let me know. Anyways, back on topic here, the reward for this quest, 6k agility, 4k farming, 5k herblore, 5k hit points, 6k thieving, 14k woodcutting, a dwarven helmet, and one quest point.
What's the dwarven helmet do?
It's crap.
Is it just for looks or something?
Well, you know that Nezzet Nod helmet from the past quest?
Yep.
This one is seriously, this one is less than, it's less, I'm sorry, I just woke up an hour ago, so I don't know about what's going on here.
I don't know where I am.
Basically, it's a pretty bad helmet compared to that Nezzet Nod helmet.
And, okay, it's a bad helmet.
And you're better off alking it for 36k.
Oh, not bad.
Yes. Yeah. And the one quest point, obviously. I don't know, you think you'll ever do a quest where you get 5 quest points again?
Which one was that?
Dragon Slayer and those kind of quests.
I don't know, maybe they don't want people to get stupid amounts of quest points. Well,
we're at 245 right now.
Maybe that, oh, I don't know. Yeah, no, I don't think so, actually.
Yeah, okay. werewolves and wolf graphics have been updated. We got a rant about this later on. I don't know. Like, they just made them look more realistic. And when you go up on White Wolf Mountain, you can hear howling now. If you have your area sounds on.
Is that like pixel howling?
Yes. Yeah. Give us a wolf howl. There we go. Brad's turning wolf this week.
I'm going feral.
Okay. How's that SIG coming with the animals?
Oh, yes. I've got to work on that.
Okay. Lunar Spellbook Spell Swap issue fixed. Oh, did you hear anything about this? This issue with the spell swap thing?
No, I didn't hear anything about that.
Basically, I think you were able to cast the spellbook swap, and it would change your spellbook. But I'm assuming like the error was that it probably didn't switch back to the lunar spellbook afterwards, because it's supposed to do that, right?
Yeah, it is.
Because that just doesn't make sense if you have to be in level 96 magic and you're able to swap a spellbook without going to one of the altars to change it. I don't know. Anyways, text colors on stacked items. Like, this goes for your coins, rune essence, what else? Anything in your bank, basically. If you have less than 100k of the item, it's yellow. 100k to 10 mil is white, and 10 mil plus is cyan.
I always said that's cyan.
It's cyan.
Sorry, I had a rock in my mouth. It's cyan.
You had a rock in your mouth.
Not in my mouth. Never mind, let's just move on.
Okay. Yeah, so let's just say that my text in my bank is cyan.
It's not cyan, it's cyan. How do you say, and you say cyclone? Do you say cyclone?
Cyclone?
No, you say cyclone. Cyan, yeah. Cyclone.
It's cyclone.
Yeah, exactly. But by your logic, if it's cyan, it must be cyclone. It's cyan.
Hey, fine, cyan. Cyan, yeah. Magenta, pink, purple, I don't know.
And there's probably going to be a whole ton of people correcting me in there.
Yes. Let's just say that my text, that my cash in my bank is cyan.
Indeed.
Okay. Real world item trading reminder. Do you buy gold online?
Waste of money.
Yes, that's right. And you get banned. Right?
You don't in World of Warcraft. Doesn't matter.
Yeah, so just don't do that, because if you don't want to lose your account, then, well, that would be lots of work thrown away. Like, they provided more examples of these people who got banned because they real-world traded.
But they could have just completely made those up.
I know. But here's what they say. Player X, total level over 1440, 92 days in-game, permanently banned, yeah, yada, yada, yada. Next one's over 1500, over 113 days in-game, permanently banned, yada, yada, yada. I don't know, like, this looks like the same message as before. I don't know. They say they have banned 4738 people for real-life trading. I don't know, I'd like to know if that number's real. You think it is?
Well, they could just, like, completely make it up.
I know.
You know, I think it's very easy, and, you know, I wouldn't really expect Jagex to be upstanding, admiring. I don't know. I think maybe there's a little bit of inventing going on there, but maybe that's just me and my cynical mind. Maybe what I'm saying is complete bullshit and makes no sense whatsoever. Maybe I'm wrong about everything, and maybe Jagex are really the supreme rulers of the universe.
I doubt it.
We should all bow down to them accordingly.
I doubt it.
I'm just leaving the possibilities open.
Have you seen the new development diaries?
No, well, I heard about them though. They sound interesting. What are they?
Basically, it's a look behind the scenes at how they go through the process of creating an update from the start to the finish, like with all the testing. And they're talking about this new minigame. Let's see, what's it called? Impetuous Impulses, which is that new imp minigame where you'll get those little implings and they'll you have to chase them around, and they'll drop certain things based on the level of them. They've also got some pictures in here of the dark bow and what the special will look like. Take a look at that.
Hang on a minute, what the hell? I was just sort of skimming through this, and it says, I thought nobody had done this with RuneScape Engine before. No, hang on a minute, that's not it. Right. Hang on a minute. There was something where they like tried to almost like make a joke. When I took the prototype to graphics, I realized I should have taken it to graphics sooner. Laughs. How is that funny? Mod-chiro hero jokes. Who the hell is that funny?
I don't know.
The sense of humor sucks.
I guess it means that they should have got the actual like polygon rendering done before this stage, because like as they said, they test it with just basic graphics, right?
I know, but I don't understand why they put such effort into these graphics and there's all these nice drawings when in the end it's just going to be pixels. It's not going to be able to be represented accurately enough as the drawings, is it?
Well, maybe.
It's only Java, though, isn't it?
You know, it's possible. Like, it's possible to do high resolution, high polygon count modeling in Java, you know? It's just a matter of knowing how to do it, right? Anything's possible, you just have to know how.
Yeah, but, like, the Java graphics won't be as spectacular as if they were using a different engine, would it? Like a CD installed game.
No, you could. Well, I don't know. I don't know what the capabilities of this Java thing are, but definitely, you could do that.
It's safe to say that the capabilities of Java are limited.
Compared to something like C or assembly or.
Yes.
Maybe. I don't know. Okay, so that's that. Take a look at this, and apparently it took 28 weeks for them to work on this minigame.
28 weeks.
Yeah. So, there we go. Take a read if you like that.
I somehow fail to believe that it took Jagex 28 weeks working 6 or 7 hours a day on that minigame.
It's just a certain division of the content team doing it. It's like they're not all working on it, you know?
Yeah, probably some of them are putting their feet up, having a mug of coffee, reading the paper, browsing the internet, you know, stuff you do at work. What? That's probably what they do.
Can we move on to questions now?
Oh, sure we can, Shane.
Thank you.
Oh,
you take the first one.
Hang on a minute, just propping up my books on my bookshelf. They keep falling over, right?
Oh, and we get to hear an insight into what happened at Brad's place. You should post some pictures of your room.
Yeah, I was going to, but then I didn't. Anyway, okay. What is the worst amount of pain you've ever been through? Don't hesitate to go into extreme detail about what happened. That's from Alex.
Alex, the blue guy, the donator guy.
Yes, a lot of us have donated this week, Shane.
Yes, oh right, you too.
I didn't want to bring light to that. But. Okay, now let's ask the question.
What about you? I'll think about mine.
The only like really painful experience I can think of is, I think I may have mentioned it before, but it was when I was like 6 or 7 and I was playing.
Oh, and you fell out of the yew tree.
No. That was pretty painful, but that wasn't as bad. It was when I was playing, for some reason, in England, they have these, like, bungee cords that you attach stuff to the top of cars for, like, storage.
Yeah, I know what those are.
They have really sharp, like, hooks on the end.
Yeah, we have those, too.
For some reason, a friend of mine and myself thought it would be a good idea to play tug-of-war with these things. Except for the fact I pulled harder than he did. He let go. So, because it's elasticated, this thing flew back at my face. And literally made a big hole in my chin, and it knocked out two of my bottom teeth. And I did actually have a hole in my chin, and it was sewed up at the hospital without anaesthetic. And I remember that was the most painful bit, was having some lady just like shove like a needle, well not a needle, but some sort of thing, some sort of thread through my jaw and just sew it up. It's not funny, Shane. It was quite traumatic when I was a 7-year-old.
Right.
But yeah. And I still have a little scar on my chin. You can't see it very much now because my face has gotten bigger. But it is visible if you look close enough.
Okay, is that like when the TV fell on you or something?
No, I've done that. That's another instance. That didn't really hurt much.
Okay. But,
yeah, I was trying to move it.
We got the TV, the yew tree.
The TV falling on my leg.
And
falling out of the yew tree. I've been to...
And
in
this
my first,
one. And
I
this.
Counted, in my first 11 years on this planet, I went to accident and emergency 9 times. So yeah, fair to say I'm pretty accident prone.
Okay. Nothing for me, like falling out of a yew tree or getting a face ripped apart by a bungee cord, but most painful.
My face has never really recovered.
It was probably an ankle sprain or something, you know, from a bike accident.
Nothing more than that.
No.
Nothing.
No.
You've never, like, been impaled on something or...
No. No.
Shame.
Thank you, Alex. What about you?
Actually, no, I can think of something recently that was extremely painful, but not really dangerous. I was sort of... We sort of have these folding chairs, right? And I was sort of sitting at the table just messing about. I don't think I was actually doing anything. And I remember I sort of... There's a sort of bit at the back where the leg goes sort of away from the main part of the chair.
Right.
It sort of separates. And for some reason, I put my fingers, both fingers, in that spot and sort of leant back on the chair. As I sat down, these two, like, sort of end of the leg pushed against my thumb and pushed them against the back of the chair. So I now have my two thumbs caught at the back of this chair. It was being pushed by my weight. So while my weight was on the chair, I couldn't get my fingers out. It was very painful. And in the end, I had to sort of lift my bum off the chair while keeping these two fingers. Well, I couldn't move them. Well, these two fingers were in the same place. And trying to, like, prise them out. I think I was there for, like, 5 minutes. It
was quite painful. When was this?
That was, like, the other week.
Really?
Yeah.
Thank you, Alex. That was a good question.
Okay, you take the next question.
I just bought a new computer. Do you feel it is good value? And also, what are your opinions on it in general? It's an AMD X2 6000 Plus, dual core, 1 GB of RAM, 667 megahertz, Asus SLI motherboards, 160 GB hard drive, DVD writer, yada yada yada, 8500 GT, 550 watt power supply. I'd say that's pretty good. The only thing that I'd do right now is if you were building a top of the line computer, is I'd go with the 8800 GT, GTS, mm-hmm. GTX or whatever, and go with a Core 2 instead of an AMD Intel Core 2. But otherwise than that, that's pretty good. You're not gonna notice any. Like, you're not gonna have. You're definitely gonna be able to play the games that are out right now. But I'm not so sure about the future ones that are DirectX 10, because as you know, those games always will demand more than what you currently have. For instance, you know Counter-Strike, right?
Yes, I am familiar with the game.
When the Source engine first came out, like in 2003 or whenever that was, the Counter-Strike and Half-Life 2 would run perfectly fine on a Pentium 4 2.4 gigahertz. And nowadays, it's become more CPU intensive, and it gets choked by even like my CPU, which is an AMD X2 3800. So, just Core 2 is what that's the only thing I don't like about that one. And if you really wanted to have the best out there, get an 8800 GTX 640 megs of RAM.
Okay. Have you answered his question?
Yes, and that was from Stabo.
Right. What do you think would be the key differences if RuneScape came out for DS in a similar style to the great Pokemon games, apart from the fact it would be 2.5D? And that question is from Agent Waffles.
So what does this mean by 2.5D?
Well, I guess it wouldn't be one-dimensional, would it? It would be 2.5 dimensions.
Yeah.
Yeah, so he's asking what we think that that would be the key differences if RuneScape came out in 2.5D, as in not one-dimensional.
So, like, it's already 3D, though.
That's a good point. He's not thought this through, has he?
Yeah, and you got quieter.
He's not thought this through, has he?
No. And, yeah. I don't know, and I have no basis for comparison because I don't play the Pokemon games.
Nor do I. So yeah,
I don't know.
I mean, I can't imagine RuneScape changing a great deal, aside from the fact the graphical quality might increase a little.
Yeah, just think about it. You could get to see like more leaves on the tree when you're cutting a tree.
You would actually see leaves on the tree, not just a great mass of green.
Because if you zoom in really close, it's pixelated. So, I don't know, I'd like to see a tree graphical update where you can actually see the leaves, you know?
Yes. I've not thought that question through.
And that was all from right. Agent Triangles or Agent Waffles or whatever his name was last
Have
week.
You seen any movies with subtitles? Have you?
No.
I've seen a few, but I don't really like them because, I mean, I watch a movie to, like, see the movie. I don't want to read. I mean, I don't have an issue with reading. I like reading, but I don't necessarily want to have to try and focus on a picture and on text as well. It's a bit too complicated.
There's really no reason for us to use subtitles here because everybody speaks and hears English. And
what about the East, Shane? The French?
Well, they have their own movies. Traditionally, the French and English people don't intermix.
Oh, segregation. This is getting very sort of...
Well, they don't. Like,
you're segregated.
Well, they don't. They want to be left alone.
And all the French people wear white stars, Shane? Do they?
What?
White stars. Do they wear white stars on their clothes?
How would I know?
That's what the Nazis made the Jews wear.
No,
to
they
identify
don't.
Them as Jews.
No, they don't.
Okay.
Okay, and what do you think my name stands for? Good luck guessing.
Running
RF10S7.
Running for 10. Running for 10 stationary sevens. I have no idea. Running.
Returning from 10 separate.
Sevens.
Let's see.
Reordering from 10. No, I don't know.
Let's see.
Relieving foxes 10 separate 7. I have no idea.
I have no idea. Returning from.
I have no idea.
Returning from 10 season 7s. Oh, that's it. Returning from 10 season 7s, because most TV shows only have 7 seasons.
Okay. So we don't know what
his name
is.
And he's returning from watching his season finale, or series finales.
We have a lot of questions this week.
Yes, let's move on then.
Right. What is the oddest thing you have ever eaten, such as deer, game, etc.? I've eaten deer, and that's from Maniacs. I don't consider deer or venison a particularly strange thing to eat.
I don't eat anything strange.
I've eaten deer on many separate occasions. Let me see. What have I eaten?
Blood pudding.
That's not strange food chain. That's normal. I've eaten crocodile meat.
Really?
Tried it. Yeah, it was from... Yeah, it was when I was young.
Was it from Australia?
We do not speak of that place. It was from like one of these weird shops in England. I can't remember, but it was marketed as crocodile meat, and it certainly tasted like nothing I've ever tasted before. It was very chewy. But I've tasted deer. Venison is nice. Venison sauce.
I've tasted moose. Moose is good.
Yeah, chocolate moose, sort of light and fluffy.
No, I mean moose meat.
I know. I'm just playing with you. Yes, but how did that taste?
Good.
Yes. I bet Creepy would love to hear that you've eaten a moose.
He's a moose, right? On that thingy you're working on?
Well, people will have to see.
Yes, okay. Thank you, Maniacs. Have you ever been in IRC chat rooms? And if yes, do you think some are overcrowded from Bloober Singer?
Not been in them a great deal, no.
I've been in a few, and it totally depends on what chat room you're in. For instance, you could go in like the... like some of these... RuneScape channels, right? Or tech help channels or hacking channels, which I don't go in, but I know they exist. You could go in those and they're always busy, so it's really up to the channel, you know? But yeah. I don't know. I don't like IRC. I don't use it because I don't know. Do you use it?
No. Isn't it, what does it stand for? Isn't it Internet Relay
Internet
Chat?
Relay Chat.
Yeah, I thought so.
Yes. Okay. Next one.
Are you reading this out or am I reading it out?
You read it.
What are your most important goals in RuneScape? And that's from Jan8333.
It's Jan. Or no, last time you said Jan and I said Jan and he said we both pronounced his name wrong.
So how do we pronounce it?
I don't know. Anyway, so what are your RuneScape goals?
I have none.
God. For me, I really should be working on that farming goal, you know? But I've been stuck doing site stuff, and I've been stuck trying to raise money. So it will happen eventually. It's just a matter of time. Oh, and I've also been hunting. I'm level 76 now, amazingly.
Why, that must be boring.
No, it's not. I just put some 24 on, and then that was all good. This was season 3.
Season 3 of what?
24.
Oh, yeah, sorry, I wasn't paying attention.
Yes. I don't know. I'd like to get 99 farming, 99 herbler one day, 99 defense, 99 hit points, and 99 runecrafting. Ideally. But we all know that can't happen, right?
Yes, well, maybe if you know life and sort of quit college and spend all day playing RuneScape.
Should I take a year off?
Yes. I'd like to have a sabbatical to play RuneScape, please.
Okay, that was from Jan or Yan. I'm not sure how you pronounce your name, but 833. Thank you. Next one. You can read it.
Okay. What are your views on cloning? In depth, yeah, whatever. What are your views on cloning? Love you both, especially Shane. Hugs and kisses. Chiefykin. I guess that's from Chief Snake.
What? It doesn't say Shane. It just says love you both.
It says extra specially Shane.
No, it doesn't.
Okay, what are your views on cloning?
I think it's okay as long as we're not cloning humans, because have you seen that movie called The Sixth Day with the Governator? It was from the late 90s.
Is that the one where Arnold Schwarzenegger has a clone of himself that tries to kill him?
Yes.
Yes, I've seen it, yes.
As long as we don't go to that extent where clones are running around and clones of clones are running around, it should be okay, because think about it. If you need a new heart, or would you rather die while waiting for a heart transplant, or would you rather get a cloned heart?
There was a very interesting series of programs on British television. I think it was the beginning of May. Beginning of April. About cloning, and they sort of presented all the benefits of cloning and all the things it can be done for, you know, such as, you know, more efficient meat production.
Oh, yeah.
They can guarantee to remove all the diseases from meat genetically. And, of course, crap. Never mind.
We can get better tasting meat.
Yeah, better tasting meat. They can, you know, decide things genetically by altering the genes. They can also almost use animals as organ banks.
Exactly.
So I personally have a problem with animals being cloned, but I think I would draw the line at any sort of human cloning.
You don't have a problem with animals?
No, I don't. Okay. Clone any animal you want. It wouldn't
What
bother
about
me, but...
cloning human organs?
I don't know. I'm sort of undecided on that.
I think that would be okay to do.
Yeah, but as far as cloning whole humans.
Oh, no.
That's a bit far. But, yes. The organs, I'm not so sure about, but I definitely wouldn't have a problem with the animals.
What about using genetic engineering to, genetic engineering to fix bad genes or something on babies before they're born?
I'm sort of undecided on that. I think in specifically serious cases where it may be life-threatening,
like
you could
eradicate all diseases by doing that.
Yes, but you see, the thing with that is it sounds perfect, but the majority of diseases are caused by mutations in genes, and mutations are completely can't be stopped. You could wipe out all illnesses in humans, for example, which would probably take a great number of genetic engineering and a great number of us would have to be flushed out of the population system naturally, of course, before everything was perfect, because, of course, it would be a bit difficult to actually alter the genes of a living human being. And I guess most people wouldn't want. But then in a few generations, again, genes could mutate and you could have yourself another illness. So, yes, we could remove all the illnesses from humans. It would be a hell of a lot of work. But it's pointless because new illnesses would always spring up. So what's the point? But I think on the subject of genetic engineering to remove certain sort of very bad illnesses, I would agree with debilitating illnesses, but if it's something minor, then no. But I think it should be used, but only in serious cases.
Mm-hmm. Like, for instance, say, I don't know, if you know you're going to get sick and die from something, why not fix it, you know?
Yes, but...
Science is there for a reason.
I know, but just because we have the technology to do so doesn't necessarily mean we should. We have to put ethics into it. Like I said, you could get rid of all the illnesses, but they'd come back. You can never completely cure the human race.
That's unless the perspective from a biologist.
Unless you can somehow manage to stop random mutations occurring in genes, which is never going to happen.
Yes, but all the common diseases could be stopped.
Yes, but they would come back. New diseases would.
Like 200 years or what?
Well, I think even if you got that amount of sort of, I don't know, got that amount of benefit from it, 200 years of disease-free population, it would probably take almost that long for it to work in the first place, if not longer. So I think in the end it's sort of trivial because they'll come back and it'll take so long and the time you'll get will only be, what, 2 or 3 generations? So it just won't be worth it.
But we could be living longer. If we're 2 or 3 generations and we're living 100 years, so those 2 or 3 generations become 200, 300 years of disease-free.
Yeah, but in the end, it all catches up with us again, doesn't it?
So I still believe in my point that it should be done.
But it would take so long. It would take so long, wouldn't it? So basically, if you look at it now, if it was done now, we'd have to start genetically engineering every single baby that was going to be born from this day on. Anybody who is alive, no matter how young, on this day, has got to be flushed out of the population before we can say that it is definitely disease-free.
That's a little extreme.
But that's how it would have to be done. You can't say that we're disease-free if somebody's been living before the genetic engineering started, because they could still possibly be a carrier of a disease. So you'd have to wait potentially 100 years, if not longer, before you could even say, and this is assuming you're able to reach every child in the world before it's born and genetically engineer it, which might not be possible.
I'm just getting confused now.
I know, so am I.
It's this biology stuff. You know, there's a great quote. All science is either physics or stamp collecting.
Physics is crap.
Thank you, Chief Snake.
Well, that's certainly strung us out. We've talked about that for a while.
Thank you, Chief Snake. What a good question, and you've provided a good chunk of filler content for us.
Yeah. Right.
Like, why don't these people should post their thoughts on this? Like, jeez.
It's a question. They're asking us what we think.
Yeah, well, they should post theirs too.
Shall we just sum up what we think? Because they may have been lost there in the sea of...
Well,
so,
on the
animal
original...
Animal cloning?
Yes.
Animal cloning?
Yes.
Human cloning?
No.
Human organ cloning?
Yes.
Okay, I'm undecided on human organ cloning. Yes for animal cloning, no for human cloning. There we go.
There we go. Thank you. Okay. You could add one item that isn't rare to any fishing spot. Attached to a fish anyone could catch, what item and which fishing spot? I don't get this question.
Well, I mean, like, you know, if you use a big net, you can catch stuff like seaweed and stuff like that.
Right.
I guess he means like that. Would you do that to other fishing spots?
Oh, so like I could use my rake and catch some sort of fish with my farming rake?
No, you're not understanding me. You know, you use a big net and you could get another item apart from fish.
Right.
They're saying, what other item would it be possible to get from
a
fishing spot,
like with a harpoon,
apart from fish? Yes, what else could you get?
Oh. So with a harpoon, what do you think?
I don't know. Maybe like, I don't know. No. There could be a sort of herb that only occurs in water that you have to sort of harpoon to get.
Oh,
but
yeah,
you would only get it if you had the right herbalism level.
Or maybe yes, you wouldn't.
But and you'd need the right herbalism level to identify it. I don't know.
Yeah, that's a good idea. A herb or something.
If Jagex implement that into the game, I'm so claiming that.
Yeah, well, you should suggest it. Anyways, what would they... I don't know. Would it be possible to get runes from underwater with a harpoon?
It depends if you could spear a rune.
Or what about a... I think runes with a net would be a better idea.
Yeah, runes with a net.
Harpoon, though? I don't know. Herb, I guess, or... Yeah. Let's see. What other skills? Let's see. Definitely not mining. Definitely not thieving.
Yeah,
I'd have to say herblore. Yeah. Or you could train hunter and fishing at once with the harpoon, and you could hunt stuff that's in the water, harpooning it. No?
I don't know. It's an interesting question, though.
Yes, thank you, though. BTBBBJL, I think. Okay. Have you got a criminal record? Best wishes, Blade Kenny 94.
I am not at liberty under British law to discuss. No, I don't.
Yes, I don't either. Why would we have a criminal record?
I don't know. Maybe I might have one for porcupine rape. I don't know.
What?
Remember that question a few weeks ago?
No, I don't.
That questioned my relationships with porcupines?
What?
You don't remember?
No, I don't. Okay. Thank you, Blade Kenny. Next question. Shane, what does this Russian text MQ mean? Besedon. Well,
read it out, Shane.
I don't know how to pronounce it.
Ask MQ.
I did it. She's typing in Russian. Oh, there we go. It's apparently you pronounce it Spasiba za Kartinku. Let's see. Spasiba za Kartinku MQ. That means thank you for the image, Mushroom Queen. Originally, I had it as signature, but she told me that the signature I had in meant like the signature that you write on a piece of paper. Because, you know, she made that nice Star Trek sig for me.
Yes. Why did she do that? Why? Right.
Yeah, so that's what that means.
If RuneScape was real life, what do you think dying and respawning would be like? Also, yes, have you ever got so pissed that you threw up, etc.? Yeah, I'm a bit strange. That's from Sean. I think you can gather that. Question alone, Sean. Right, if RuneScape was real life, I would kill myself, and I would kill myself until I stopped respawning. No, if RuneScape was real life, I would log out and uninstall my Java.
Okay. I don't know. Like, what would it be like? Like, would you feel anything, or what would you see when you die, you know?
You would see the city of Lumbridge, and you would only have three of your items. Including clothing, so you could well be naked. Wow, this is interesting.
But you respawn with your clothing.
Yes, in RuneScape, but in real life, would you have your clothing surgically attached to your skin at all times? I don't know, Shane.
So what piece of clothing would you keep then?
I would keep my hat.
Your hat?
Yes.
Your hat.
Yes, my hat.
I'd keep my pants, shirt,
and trousers.
Underwear. Yeah.
Oh, yes. Sorry, you call trousers pants. In Britain, pants are underwear.
Oh, really? Well, that's nice to know. And for the second part, no. What about you?
I've missed the second part. Let me reread it. When I get really angry, I sort of, like, I don't know. No, I haven't.
With pissed, he means drunk.
Oh, pissed. Sorry, I
Yes.
forgot that. No, I've never really suffered from throwing up after alcohol. I've normally been able to take alcohol quite well.
Yeah,
I just
you.
tend to walk into walls and stuff. You know.
Yes. And then tell me about
I only have one glass of wine.
Spasiba za kartinko. Okay, next one. What medication do you take from Kelsey? I don't take any medication, do you?
No, I don't take any medication either.
Okay, thank you, Kelsey. If you could travel any place in the world, anywhere, where would it be from Sev? Where would you travel?
If I anywhere in the world,
You'd come here, right?
I don't know where I'd go.
Australia?
I don't know, Shane. It's a difficult decision.
I don't know, pick.
I'd probably go kill some kangaroos. You know.
And then come see me.
Yeah, and then kill some moose.
I don't know where I'd go, so I'm gonna skip this one.
Yeah, you know where you'd go. You'd
Where?
go with Captain Janeway
Oh,
on the
please.
starship Star Trek Enterprise.
No, it's Voyager, by the way.
I wouldn't know.
Okay, so next question. Shane, when you get 99 farming, will you post your picture? P.S. Congrats on 90 farming from GZ Pro, aka CJ. And no, I will not post my picture. I think that one's done.
Yep, he will
Okay.
post his picture.
No.
I will mind control him and make him post
I will post it though if somebody's able to get me like 60 mil on RS.
I would love for like the richest person in RS to come along and suddenly offer you that money,
And
and
then,
you'd be.
because they don't go to RSB&B, I wouldn't have to keep up the offer.
Yes, you would, you liar.
Nobody would know, because it would have to be someone from RSB&B that would have for it to work.
Good point, Peter.
Okay, thank you. Are you feeling tired?
Just a little. Let's
Okay, you
continue.
take this last one.
Right. Hang on a minute. Scroll up. Have any of you played the game called Guitar Hero? If so, do you like it? What difficulty do you play on? I managed to be expert sometime back in April, after many cases of carpal tunnel and disturbing thoughts of arthritis when I'm 23. Lol, JK, full stop. Regards and such, Davo338. No, I've never played that game.
No, neither have I. Isn't that the guitar game?
I think, well, with a name like Guitar Hero, you would expect so.
Not in your mouth, jeez. Like, just louder,
This
buddy.
is your location.
Okay, that's good.
Okay, let's go.
Okay, so no, I haven't, and I saw it at the store though. You can buy like a guitar for it, so you can play it with a guitar. So you don't have to use the controller, you know? You can like buy a guitar that you hook up to the PS2 or Xbox or whatever console it's on, so you can use an actual guitar rather than your controller. You know what I've always wanted to do? I've always wanted to play one of those DDR games with a controller instead of the dance mat. I think I could beat the people.
Really? You think you can beat them?
Yeah, beat them with my fingers. Anyways, moving on to the tech news. Yes. New MacBook Pros with the Santa Rosa chipset and LED displays. Are you gonna buy one?
No, I don't have enough money.
Aw, too bad. Like, I bought mine back in March, you know? They all become obsolete at some point, but just because there's a new one, I'm not gonna go out and buy it, you know? You know what I mean?
Yeah, yours is
Because.
out of date, Shane. You should get a new one.
No, I don't need
Or
a
you'll
new
be
one.
behind the times. You'll be out of date.
No. Let's talk about these for a bit here. Starting at $19.99, we have the 15-inch model with that comes standard with a 2.2 gigahertz processor, 2 gigabytes of RAM, LED display, GeForce 8600M GT 128 megs of RAM. So basically, the new feature on this one is the LED display. Do you know what that means?
No, partly because I wasn't listening, but...
Well, basically what this means is that with the new LED displays, the screens will be brighter, and they'll use less power. And also, there's no warm-up time, because, you know, with LCDs, it takes them a while for them to warm up before they get to their full brightness, right? There's no warm-up time with an LED. So that's the benefits of using an LED screen. And also, I think they're doing this because Apple is trying to become a green company, you know? Like,
well, apples are green, aren't they?
like environmental green, you know?
I see.
I think they're doing this because Al Gore is one of their directors or something on the board. Did you know that? Brad?
Sorry, what?
Did you know that Al Gore was a director on the board at Apple? Hello?
Sorry, I'm a bit busy anyway. Give me 5 minutes. Okay, never mind.
5 minutes? What?
Continue. I'm ready now.
Oh, what were you doing?
Never mind. I just had to read something.
Okay. Anyways, Apple is becoming a greener company. Apple's becoming a greener company because Al Gore is on their board of directors.
And oh, I see.
So basically,
is that just an honorary position?
I don't know. I don't know, is it?
It's probably just an honorary position to make them look good.
Anyways, back on track here. With the new chipset, you can also have up to 4 gigabytes of RAM. However, guess how much they charge you to put on this extra 2 gigs of RAM from the standard 2. Take a guess.
Another 2.
2 what?
No idea.
Okay, they put on an extra...
Don't ask me computer questions, Shane. You know I don't know.
They put on an extra $900 for 2 gigabytes of RAM. Can you believe that? It's just outrageous. Anyways, the 17-inch one has the option of increasing the resolution of the screen to a 1920 by 1200. But as we all know, with LCD, LED displays, or whatever they're called nowadays, are dependent on the pixel size. So therefore, a 1920 by 1200 display, which costs an extra $120, would make the fonts, icons, and everything smaller. So rumor is that when Leopard comes along, is there will be font and icon scaling that makes it so you can run a 1920 by 1200 display on these small pixels. I don't know, now's a good time to buy one, probably, if you want. Oh, and one thing we should note is that the 17-inch, it uses an LCD display, not LED, because I'm guessing that the size is too big and the cost is too big for a 17-inch display. Next piece of tech news is the iPhone release date has been confirmed for June 29th. Are you going to buy one?
What?
Are you going to buy iPhone?
No, I've already said I'm not going to buy an iPhone. No, I have no real need for one, and I usually tend to lose most of my cellular phones, so it's...
Oh, really? Good. Yeah, well, they're like $500, so I don't think you'd want to lose that one. But that release date is only for the U.S., and I believe Canada and Europe is later on this year, and Asia is next year, quarter one. I got this next story about a teacher. Do you remember that Pornstorm story from a while back?
The what storm story?
Pornstorm story.
What was it about?
Basically, this teacher was a substitute teacher, was teaching at school, and then on her computer she got all these porn pop-ups coming up, right?
Oh.
And you know how when you're...
I didn't hear about this.
You know how when you're infected with spyware, you can get all these pop-ups coming from nowhere and you can't really stop them, right?
Yeah.
So anyways, this substitute teacher could have got 40 years in jail after the porn appeared on her computer. Anyways, basically now she's getting a new trial because they felt that the original computer analysis was flawed. I guess that's good for her, because you've had spyware infestations, right?
Mm-hmm.
And you can't really stop those pop-ups from coming up. So it's really out of your control when it comes to things like that. Like 40 years for something you didn't even do? That's a little harsh, I think. But anyways, take a look at the story. It's a good reason to keep your computer clean from spyware. Be sure to run your spyware scans daily, folks. That's it for tech news. And Brad appears to have gone to sleep or something.
I'm not asleep.
Well, you were distracted when I tried to ask you a question.
Let's get on with runs.
Yeah, you're in chat, I see, aren't you?
Yes, I am, but I'm not paying much attention to that. Right, okay, do you want the first run to what?
I want... Let's see, which one do I want? I'll take the first one, actually.
And I'll do the second and third one, okay?
Yes. Hit points, 76. Attack, 7. Thanks, Jagex. Love you. Have a cookie. Strength, 91. Defense, 2. Glitch with staff or weapon switch. Fixed now. Range, 65. Magic, 63. Prayer, 1. Combat level, 51. My preferred melee weapon, Tzar Ket Om, which is apparently the obsidian maul. Like, I still have no idea what these Tzar weapons are named, right? After they've been out for how long?
Over a year.
I think the Ket Zek is like the obsidian shield or something. But anyways, that's beside
the point. I got one of those when it was newly released.
Mm-hmm. Okay, let me get straight to the point. Usually when you wield a melee weapon and select aggressive as an attack option, you will gain strength, experience. But thanks to Jagex's quality assurance and programming, this was not the case. I gained attack experience instead. What I'm annoyed about is gaining experience for a skill I did not choose to train. This needs to be fixed somehow. All suggestions are welcome. I wanted to have the lowest combat for somebody with 99 strength. Considering the effort spent on sending such a high strength with a low attack level, I believe that a lot of people would have sympathy for my lost cause. Yeah, right, idiot. But I don't want sympathy. I want something done about this. I would pay anything to get my attack level back to 1. 1 mil, 10 mil, 100 mil. I'm willing to pay any amount because it feels like such a waste of time now. My idea is a minigame or something that lets you remove experience from a certain skill or transfer XP to another skill from removing one skill from one skill to remove XP to another. This will most likely not happen. This thread is open to suggestions. Basically says that if a mod feels, they can move it to the suggestions forum. Let's keep this thread tidy and have some intelligent discussions. What do you think about that? Like, should people be able to move XP from one skill to another?
No, of course not. No, it shouldn't, because then you'd be able to buy levels.
Exactly. Think about it. I have 94 fletching, which is what? 7 million XP?
Something like that.
Let's see.
A little bit more than that, because 92 is halfway, and that's
right.
16.
Okay. Fine. Oh, it's 8.3 million, actually. Because that's what it says right now, that I have. Anyway, so let's say I want to transfer my fletching level, which is 94, 8.3 million, over to my farming. That would get me 13.5 million XP in the time span of doing a mini game. Now, does that seem right to you?
No, it doesn't.
Exactly.
Because, of course, it's quicker to train scum. Quicker to train some skills than it is to train others.
Exactly. Like, I don't know, this guy, like he's getting upset about two, like 7 attack levels. Let me think. What is the attack level? Okay, that's 2 combat levels. Or it might be 2 combat levels. Yeah, that's almost 2 combat levels. I don't know really what he's complaining about. Like, I just... Just these people, you know? Anyways, I think we both agree that this shouldn't be allowed, right? It's just some peer who who's got his knickers in a knot
you shouldn't be able to buy levels. It's not right.
Exactly. I don't know. Sorry about this guy, but too bad.
I'm just talking to people in chat, and apparently Mushroom Queen asked you to say hello from her to everybody, and you haven't done it so far.
Oh, right. That was almost an hour ago.
Really? Well, you didn't say anything, Shane.
Yeah. Hi, everyone!
That's from Mushroom Queen.
Yes. Anyways, I don't know. It's just really bad, this guy. Like, give me 100 mil and I'll fix it for you.
Okay. Next round. Right. When I checked on the screen for June 2007, I saw that werewolves were beginning an update. I waited for a few days and wow, they look good. I go and kill some of them and duck into the bar to kill some more of them. I attack a female and her shirt comes off. What the heck, Jagex? Oh, though, who senses the word farting game allowed the privates of a female werewolf to hang out unchecked? All I'm saying is, give shirts a chance. Well, this person is obviously gay.
I don't know. I haven't tested this yet. But what do you think if it's true?
I don't know. I haven't seen how bad can it be. I don't think Jagex would go too overboard or something like that.
What do the people in the chat say? Ask them about, see if they've seen this okay. thing about the werewolves, about a werewolf female shirt coming off or whatever. Anyways, I used to do werewolves for Slayer Task, and they never used to take their shirts off. So, I don't know. Oh, wow. I just like this guy's enthusiasm, how he says, I waited for a few days, and wow, they look good. How many people do we have in chat today?
There's 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, and I'm just asking them now.
Okay.
Well, according to Anubis, unless you're looking very closely, it's not an issue.
Okay. Unless you're looking very closely. Now,
a pervert, in other words.
Who would be looking really closely on a game?
Some 12-year-old kid who's never seen them before.
Okay, are we done with this one then?
Well, someone who finds werewolves to turn on. Okay, we're done with that.
Okay, next one.
Do you want the last one or am I doing it?
You do it.
So as most of you know, if you PK and you're attacking another player who doesn't want to fight back, you have to be quick and attack before they log off. Do not say farcast them, because often you have to run up hills to click on them.
Full stop. Full stop. What's farcasting?
It's when you attack someone from a long distance, like cast a spell from a long way away.
Okay.
You have to run up hills to click on them, and even with my crystal bow, I have to run halfway across the minimap to get him within range to shoot them. At times, you might find someone logging off when you attack the following players as a last resort. Clue scrollers, dragon high collectors, other PKers, trap you behind an obstacle and log off before you can get to them. Runecrafters, sometimes. Explorers. If you comment on who I decide to kill, so help me, I'll rip your ... eyeballs out and stuff them in your belly button. Thank you. This is very annoying, and I've lost many kills, leave a Zamorok plate body because of people looking off. I know you're thinking, why would someone bring a Zamorok plate body in the wilderness, but so was I. The solution, if there is a white dot on your minimap when you try and log out, there will be a 15-second delay before your character logs off, but will be interrupted if you are attacked. If the white dot leaves your minimap, your character will log off as normal, and if there is no white dot on your minimap, you will log off as normal. So this won't affect people world-swapping, rune miners, and won't be a problem for clan switching worlds. This only applies when you're in the wilderness. No, this applies to before you log off, not just after. Just wanted to make sure that clear and prevent confusion. After all, if the world was a fantasy game, you wouldn't be able to log off in the middle of doing whatever you're doing, right? That is true.
What do you think about his suggestion? Like, a 15-second delay if there's a... if there's a dot on the map?
Yeah, I actually agree with that. Or I think if you've been in combat in the last 5 minutes or something, then you should have that sort of delay imposed. If you've not been in combat in the last 5 minutes, you should just be able to log out instantly.
Player combat or combat?
Combat generally. I don't see why it would bother combat generally.
Runecrafters.
Are they classed as in combat?
Yeah, because they get hit by skeletons when they run through.
Oh, well, that's a risk they have to take then. 5 minutes isn't very long. And it isn't like you have to wait 5 minutes to log out. You just have to have the 15-second delay if you log out within 5 minutes of being in combat.
So basically, if you get attacked, you can't...
You can't instant log out for 5 minutes.
Yeah, well, if this...
That's good. I can't see why you'd have a problem with that.
Well, if there's a white dot on the map, it's a 15-second delay?
No, I'm not saying that. This is my idea.
Oh, okay.
If you've been in combat for the past 5 minutes, then you have to wait 15 seconds to
log out. Oh, yeah.
Not instant log out.
Okay, right. But this guy needs to go to a mental institute if that's really his suggestion.
He did say this only applies when you're in the wilderness.
Yes. But that's, like, can you believe that? Like, if somebody is on your mini-map
I don't see what's particularly wrong with that, really. It's only when you're in the wilderness.
Yeah, but what if you're clue hunting and you have no interest in killing people?
I don't know.
I really don't like this guy.
Is he pure? Is that why you hate him?
I don't know. I didn't look him up.
Besides the, the sort of flippant remark about rip your eyeballs out, I think he's all right.
I don't know. Like 15 seconds for it to, if there's just a white dot on your map, like.
I don't think it's that bad anyway. But let us not turn into the cloning debate where we talk half an hour.
I just don't want to have to wait 15 seconds if somebody's coming at me and they haven't hit me yet. You know.
Well, you just want to be able to log out instantly, like a coward.
Yes.
Coward.
If this crackpot idea made it into the game, I'd start using the X.
That would do the same. Well, it's like the thing with World of Warcraft is roughly the same. If you've been in combat recently, I'm not sure of the exact time, when you go to click log out, you have to wait 20 seconds before it logs you out. And even if you X out of the program, you are still left in the game for 20 seconds. So if you're suddenly attacked by something, even though you've logged out, it will kill you. That's probably the same thing with RuneScape. I don't see the problem with it myself, but
I tested the X thing, Bo, and I disappeared right away. Anyways, let's close this one up and move on, hey?
Yep.
Okay.
Other things.
I'm going to talk about this first point and other things after, but first of all, on RSBNB matters, we have a new mod, Vorin.
For almost a year, this is the new mod, first mod in almost a year, isn't it?
Yes.
Mushroom Queen.
Long overdue and much needed, actually.
Not long overdue, but it was needed.
He's a good reporter, a good poster, and a good person. And
he's Canadian, eh?
Yes.
And he also donated to the site.
Yes, he did.
He thinks me sees a pattern here. No. He's a good guy, and he'll do a good job as moderator, so welcome. That's all I have to say.
Okay. Fishing skill of the month is underway.
I quit after one day. Fishing skill of the month is underway. I quit after one day. Because I realized I have more enjoyable ways to waste my life.
Take a look at the graphs for this one.
Why, is it people at like 2 million experience or something stupid like that?
He's at 1.6.
Get a life, people, seriously. Get a life.
The graphs look interesting.
I mean, I can't sit and do meaningless tasks for hours on end. I just can't do it. If I fail at this, well then fine. I'd rather spend my time doing other things.
I don't know. So, cheer the people on. Pick your person who you're going to win. I originally had you as going to win, but I guess I was wrong.
Yeah, you put your money on the wrong horse, Shane.
Yes. Okay.
And you should have known that at heart I'm lazy.
Okay. New Informer is up. 1 year ago we started that thing. So you can take a look at that at informer.rsbnb.com. We've also got the topic up for the next essay of the month, which is, what's the topic on that one?
The Iraq War. Should the troops come home?
That's a very interesting topic. Very interesting.
So yes, be sure to have your views expressed. If it's good enough, then it may go into the Informer.
Yes, articles are due on what? Or essays, rather.
June the 28th.
Right, okay. And in relation to RSBNB update news, you remember we had that contest for the best title in April?
Yes, no winner.
No winners. They were
a few, but none really stood out.
Yeah, so, none really were that good. Like, none really wowed us, and one of them was, like, my between average, and we said that before, so that's really not that original. So,
yeah, you've just crushed someone's dreams, but well done.
See, we're running the same contest again, except this time it's from a May episode, so please PM us your episode titles.
Any suggestions
for the May episode?
You may think it's pathetic. I may think it's more pathetic, but you'll never know until you PM.
But any, like, see, what I don't get is people. Is people always want to be on the show, but when they get the chance, they don't.
We want you to be on the show. We want you, yes, you listening right now, unless you've been banned from the forums. We want you on the show. So, you know, you've got to put some effort in. We're not just going to sort of swoop down to you and sort of say, come on the show.
Yes, that's right.
You've got to let us know.
Yeah, we've got to show us who you are and that you're good enough. So what have we been up to?
Not much.
Okay.
That's my stock answer every week. Just a bit.
Wow.
I had exams this week, actually.
Okay, what kind of exams?
Just the normal English, maths, biology.
Oh, you still take English?
Yes.
Okay.
Well, I am English, you know.
How's your proficiency in it?
It's fine.
Okay. I got 76 Hunter.
So you've been playing RuneScape all week?
No, not all week. I've just been doing that on my off hours.
How's your sister?
Fine.
Very good.
Anyways, I'd like to draw you guys to shane.rsbnb.com. I got a post on there about these two peers named I'm a peer, spelt 1MA PUR3. Second person's name is Gottner, spelt GOTNERVE. So basically, I'm hunting, right? And these two people, yes, these two people come in and they start insulting me right away. First one is something like, OMFG, step aside, loser. And basically, that goes on for about 20 minutes and they keep doing that and doing that. But let's just say they picked the wrong person to insult. So, as a challenge to everybody, I'm issuing this. What your job is to go out, spam them out of existence, and whoever can get the best screenshot from them, post it on the comments at shane.rsbnb.com.
Somebody in your comments is hiding behind their words. Guest says, is it really necessary to stoop down to their level? If you would have just ignored them and pretended your chat was off, you would have been much better off.
Oh, let's see who that is.
Get their IP.
Yeah. I'll
RSBNB search.
You
can't hide.
Yeah,
but
exactly.
Anyway, yes.
Anyways.
I think, if anything, you know, RuneScape should teach you that shutting up does nothing. You have to flame the hell out of those losers.
You can't
stooping
just
to their level.
If they get reinforced by nobody saying anything, they will just keep doing it and doing it, doing it until they get something back. So.
Oh, and check my post out for a delightful flaming of somebody from RuneHQ.
What? Oh, no, right. Oh, right, on your saidbybrad.com.
Yes,
There's a post about something.
RuneHQ retards get flamed.
Yeah, there was something this started in the comments, right?
And people in my comments agree with me.
Oh, really? Okay, so
people have been reading my blog long enough to actually it sort of influence them, and they're now as mentally deluded as I am. So great. I'm brainwashing people.
Okay, so are we done? Anything else you want to talk about? Anything else?
Not really.
Okay. So with that said, this has been RSBNB Update 103 with Brad from saidbybrad.com.
Yo.
And Shane1288. Goodbye.
Bye.